What are suicidal thoughts? Some people would say that it's when one bad thing happens and they want to end it all. For our very own Emiliano Alarcón, that's not the case. Here's his story.
I remember the warm summer evening. I could feel the sun on my back. I was sitting at the edge of a highway bridge. The sound of cars rolled both behind and under me as I looked down to what looked like my own final resting place. How did my life lead up to this point? Early that week, my mom and I had become homeless, and I was couch surfing with friends. Along with that, my girlfriend and I had broken up early in the summer, and I was not dealing with it very well. Oh, and one more thing. I had gotten news that I was going to have to repeat my senior year of high school. It was all way too much for me to take. I felt hopeless, like I couldn't fix anything. I was feeling alone, so I thought my only solution was to end my life. And that's how I ended up on the edge of the highway bridge. As I sat there contemplating whether or not I should jump, my mind went back to the people that care about me. The voice of my mother raced into my mind. Her voice, to me, sounded so sad and panicked. Also, I could hear the voice of my counselor, Dylan, in one of our previous sessions.
Just remembering that you have people around you that care about you.
Even though my girlfriend and I had broken up early in the summer, I still felt a connection with her, and her voice still came to me.
I love you.
As I sat there in tears, a policewoman came to me. She tried to calmly talk me off of the bridge, but I wasn't budging. She called for backup. And a moment later, another cop showed up, and this one was a rather large man. I could have jumped, but instead, I just kept sitting there at the edge of the highway bridge. I don't know why, but I just stayed still. As the cop got closer to me, I could feel my heart racing. Then, before I knew what had happened, the cop grabbed me by my collar and yanked me off the edge. They loaded me up in an ambulance and took me to the hospital. The ambulance people wheeled me into an empty room. There, they took away my belongings as to make sure that I couldn't harm myself or others. After what felt like an eternity, a psychologist came into my room and asked me questions. She asked what was I trying to do, and I answered, I was trying to kill myself. She told me that if I continued on the path that I was going on, I would go to a psychiatric hospital. And then she left me alone with my thoughts. After she had told me that, I had realized that I didn't want to end up in a psychiatric hospital because I didn't want to be apart from my family and the people that care about me. So, at that moment, I decided to make a change. Eventually, my mom came to get me. She ran beside me and gave me a big hug. I started to cry in her arms and told her everything that was happening in my mind and everything I was feeling. We stayed in the room and talked for a while. Before I knew it, the psychologist had returned and told me that I seemed to be doing better. After a few more questions, we made a suicide plan, a list of people I could contact in case I ever got to that point again. Once I had that, I was able to leave the hospital with my mom. I bet most of you listening are probably wondering why I chose to speak about this topic. Going through this, I learned that there are many people in my life that care about me and that need me to be alive. Oh, and after all of this, my girlfriend and I had gotten back together, and since then, she's been living with me. We recently talked about how she felt when she first got the news of me trying to kill myself.
I was taken back by the news. I didn't really know how to feel. I don't know, to know someone that's like going through something like that and knowing like someone that close to you almost did something like that was kind of a, I don't know, like an arrow to the knee, I guess, in a way. Maybe my everything kind of just stop and like think about life in a way.
I also wanted to tell this story because I want to let others who are suffering with suicidal thoughts and depression know that there is an out. It doesn't have to end with your own or other people's deaths. Life gives you hardships to test you, to see if you can overcome them. Without hardships, life would be boring. But if you are feeling depressed and have suicidal thoughts, go to the people that care about you and find help. And with this, my name is Emiliano Alarcon, and we here at Radioactive appreciate your existence.